It's time to stash your snowboard and blow up your inner tube. A significant spring thaw is expected to make the boating and rafting seasons stronger and longer this summer, especially out west. Abundant snow this winter and a cool spring have created snowpacks well above average throughout most of the west, with some sites measuring as much as double their normal levels. After several years of drought, runoff on the upper Colorado River Basin is expected to open up new recreation opportunities that haven't been seen in years. For example, the Dolores River was floatable for less than 2 weeks last year, but the high snowpack means that this year, the river could be open to recreation from now through June. On Lake Powell, a shortcut route named Castle Rock Cut is expected to be open for the first time in nearly 5 years. Even Lake Mead, which has seen water levels drop consistently over the years, won't see water levels fall as far as expected earlier this year. Marina owners are happy because the higher water levels this season should help eliminate the need to relocate marina facilities as in the past. And rafting and boating outfitters are practically beside themselves over the good water conditions. Rafting and boating trips are filling up fast as the word gets out about the heavy thaw. While all this water is good news for boaters and floaters, there is a downside. All the moisture can mean outdoor enthusiasts may have to wait to enjoy certain land-based activities like hiking and camping. Muddy roads and slow melting snow can limit accessibility, and trails in the high country are expected to be accessible later than normal. Hikers should be ready to consider low elevation hikes as an alternative.